Okay, good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 30th of August 2022, the fourth day of our retreat. This awareness-based formal meditation, you can either do your walking, bowing, sitting, or lying down. So since it's only 30 minutes, if possible, unless you need to settle down, you can straight away go into the formal meditation, whichever posture you prefer. If it's lying down, remember the four suppa. Relax, maintain awareness. You don't maintain awareness, when you are very relaxed, you will sleep. So unless you're very tired, try to maintain awareness. Even when you maintain awareness, you fall into the like threshold of going into the sleep. Normally, most people will snore. At the first snore, your awareness will pick it up. Then you maintain awareness again. Continue to do this until it stabilizes. When it stabilizes, then your satta and virya is very strong. This awareness nature can be maintained for long period. As long as you are aware inside there, it is like a new way of deconditioning your heedless thinking because you just aware, finish, aware, finish. Like the mind sweeping method I use, you feel, then you relax wherever you locate your mind. At the forehead, facial muscle, or chest area, heart area, or any part of your body, you feel. If it's not relaxed, relax into it. So feel, relax is same as aware. Don't do anything, no thinking, nothing. So you can continue to feel and relax every part. Means the body and mind is in a state of relax. That is your first support. Then maintain awareness. So that is how you can develop progress. Okay. Remember the four support. Relax into every mind state that arises. Relax body and mind. As if you are dead, you cannot do anything, just in a relaxed state. Then maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just aware. Whatever you come to aware, after that, no more. Finish. It may be a tactile contact. It may be a itchiness or whatever that arises. It can be a feeling. It can be a perception. Or it can just be odd activity, mental state. Just relax into it. Maintain awareness. Or feel, relax. Relax every part of your body and mind. Then when you do that, the thinking will slow down, slow down, slow down. Then when you maintain awareness, which is the third support, you will witness your thinking mind, your mundane mind, slowing down until it becomes very, very quiet. And suddenly you will experience a point in time where the mind becomes very quiet, becomes very still. That one is very prominent. The awareness nature has surfaced. That is the beginning of awareness-based meditation. Then don't be curious. Don't be excited. Just experience it. Then continue to let it be. Relax, maintain awareness, stabilize that awareness nature until it becomes very, very stable. When it's very stable, it has the collectedness and unwavering nature. That type of mind can enter sati, where there is samadhi. Yeah. When it has strength, it's samadhi. And when it becomes very quiet, very still, no more movement, that is paucity, the fifth enlightenment factor. So paucity is normally there in a formal meditation. If it's not a formal meditation, it's very difficult to have paucity. Then when you are in activity, once the awareness nature stabilizes, then you can be in the state of samadhi while going through life, while living life, while doing your daily activity. So that samadhi is to enable you to have the stability of mind, which is collected and unwavering, to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to truth. So this is how you develop the awareness-based meditation. Okay? Awareness in whatever you do, how you come from that inner awareness, calmness state into normal consciousness and become conscious again. Maintain awareness. Then how you move your leg, how you arise from the seat, how you pay respect, all do it mindfully with awareness. Then as you stabilize your awareness for those who are starting to do it, what you can do is after you stabilize awareness, you can stay either at the heart area or whichever location within your body there where you can anchor that mind so that it does not think, it's just aware of that thing. It can be a heartbeat or your whatever vibration within your heart area, or if you are good at anapanasati, the subtle breathing, you can anchor there too. And finally, it will drop to the heart area. It's the same. Okay? So, when you have the ability to stay at the heart area or the anapanasati with the subtle breathing, you just patiently relax, maintain awareness, and let the city become so quiet, so still, until there is no movement. Then you develop paucity, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. Mind has entered city and continue to stabilize that. Then during the time, every movement, every activity, no matter how slight is it, is like magnifying for you to see, like that whole movement. And so your mindfulness will become very different. It's like the whole thing without break, you're fully aware. Okay? How many of you find that the meditation is so much better after you do the exercise? Very good. Very good. Do you all feel the stillness of nature, the calmness of nature, especially towards the last 15 to 18 minutes? Very quiet, very still. Everybody was very quiet, very still. Yeah. So you continue to develop this training, mindfulness training, religious routine, and meditative training. Your awareness nature will stabilize. Then you anchor it somewhere, either to your anapanasati or object of meditation, or to your heart area, which finally will go there. Then wherever you locate your mind is very sensitive, you will pick up all the vibration, the tactile, whatever, especially the heartbeat, become very clear. So initially you anchor there, that pounding is like very loud, very loud. And slowly as you continue to relax, maintain awareness, it becomes very quiet, very quiet, very quiet, until finally the heartbeat also stops. Initially it's like stop, but actually it didn't stop. It becomes very faint, very subtle, like your breath. So, but stay there. Even when there is no more ability to detect, stay there. Once you stay there, what happens is the mind enters deep by itself. Because when you continue to stay there, you don't need an anchor. Means you don't need the object of meditation. Without the object of meditation, also your mind can stay there as a free mind still. That is paucity. That is your true mind, silent mind. then you will develop a lot of understanding. You will understand many, many things. Okay?